presidential candidates are talking immigration. Weeks before the voting begins in Iowa and New Hampshire, Republicans are making pledges about border security and asylum seekers and who can be a citizen. NPR's Jasmine Garst is NPR's immigration correspondent. Jasmine, good morning.
Good morning.
Where does immigration rank among the candidates' priorities?
Well, so immigration has definitely been in the headlines a lot lately. You have a historic number of immigrants arriving at the southern border, so it is very much on people's minds.
Yeah.
And yet American voters have mixed feelings about it. Around half have said immigration is a major concern, but two-thirds of Americans still see it as beneficial to the country, and candidates are talking about it a lot.
Okay, so most people see it as beneficial to the country, but particularly in a Republican primary, you hear a lot of concerns about immigration. So what are the candidates promising?
Former President Donald Trump is the front runner, and he's setting the tone here. Here's Trump saying this is going to be his first course of action if he wins the presidency again.
Following the model of President Eisenhower, we will use all necessary federal, state, local, and military resources to begin the largest domestic deportation effort in American history, to send the border violators back to their home countries.
Every candidate is echoing some version of this. It's actually kind of hard to tell the campaigns apart, but I do want to point out Nikki Haley. Now, listen to this. Here she is saying that she would consider leniency towards undocumented immigrants who have been in the U.S. for longer periods of time.
We've got to start seeing who is it, how long have they been here, have they been vetted, have they paid taxes, have they been working?
She's really trying to position herself as a more middle-of-the-road Republican alternative to Donald Trump.
I really appreciate hearing these words of the candidates. When Trump talks about President Eisenhower, there was a mass deportation in Eisenhower's time, and that's what he's talking about again. Haley is pushing for something a little less. But there's also the question of who gets to be an American citizen. How widespread is the promise to end the idea, which is in the Constitution, of birthright citizenship in the United States?
Oh, it's being pledged pretty much across the board. Candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has even gone so far as to say he would deport the children of undocumented immigrants who were born here.
Anyone who is in this country illegally and their family unit must be returned to their country of origin. That is the only way we can actually look our kids in the eye and say that we actually live in a nation founded on the rule of law.
I mean, it's not only inflammatory, it's also, it's not legal. The 14th Amendment, like you pointed out, says if you're born in the U.S., you have a U.S. citizenship.
Okay, so unless he's able to change the Constitution, what he's saying is we must enforce the rule of law by violating the law. That is the campaign promise that's being made.
Right.
But I want to ask about another aspect of this. You do hear from people, including Republicans, about the value of immigrant labor. Are any of the candidates talking about that?
This is the issue where I think there's the most divergence among Republican candidates. A lot of them advocate for the enforcement of E-Verify, especially Governor Ron DeSantis, who that's been like his central part of his policy in Florida. That's a government tool. E-Verify is a government tool that allows employers to verify the employment eligibility of workers. But there's also been an acknowledgement of the labor shortage, and candidates like Ramaswamy, Haley, and Chris Christie have advocated for a merit-based immigration system.
Changing the way that people can get in. Jasmine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Jasmine Garst in New York.